Tucson's all-time favorites, 1400 KTUC, old Blue Eyes, Sinatra, and Fly Me to the Moon, Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered. Before that, Rod Stewart and Cher together right there. 9:33, Breakfast Radio for this Wednesday morning, Dancing with the Stars on the TV last night on ABC TV and on the studio lines again this morning. Talking Dancing with the Stars, National Dance Champ Jeannie Tucker. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
And, well, what do you think? Steve's gone.
I know, and actually he had his best dance.
He did. He was my heartfelt favorite, just from an affectionate point of view. I knew he wasn't going to go far, but...
It's obvious he's a very decent person.
Absolutely.
He was such a good person, came across so humble, so real, and really enjoyed the dance, had his heart and soul in it. I feel bad, but from a technical standpoint,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. So understandable there.
She did backlead him through that dance quite a bit.
But he had a good time. He enjoyed himself. He put on a good show. And,
he did.
Yeah. And as you said, he came across as a genuine, nice person there. Okay, so who else do you want to tackle here first?
Well, let's discuss Christiane.
All right.
His jive. It was his best so far. He did have a dead arm. Mm-hmm. I think he needs to work on his game face. He looks a little starry-eyed out there. He looks a little shocked in the face. He needs to get the performance side of him, the drawing in the crowd side of him worked on a bit.
Almost that deer in the headlamps kind of look.
Absolutely. His eyes get starry.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And then that makes a difference.
Yes,
Mario, his tango,
mm-hmm.
very intense, very passionate, performed well. But not traditional, didn't make the judges happy.
Yeah, Lynn didn't like that one.
No, and he really did have quite a few mistakes in it.
Yeah.
And so he needs to pull it up a bit.
Well, he breathed a sigh of relief when he wasn't eliminated. He was close, but...
Well, and still realizing the eliminations, that doesn't mean those are the bottom two scores.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true. Okay.
Shannon with her jive, awkward. She has a loose center still. She really needs to work on core strength.
Mm-hmm.
It makes things very loose and not polished and not technically sharp. So, but she did give it her all, and she always does.
She did better than I thought she would. She's done better than I thought she would.
Great energy. Yeah. She really does give it her all. Adam, talk to us about Adam.
All right, next week I think we can say goodbye to Adam, probably. I would imagine he's going to be next.
He really did his best job also, I think.
Yeah?
He really did a good job. Nice choreography, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's Marissa.
Mm-hmm.
And Marissa, you know, I was really looking forward to this jive because with her bubbly exuberance,
right,
this should have been her dance.
Yeah, and her Broadway experience on stage and everything. You're right. You're absolutely
this
right.
This should have been her dance. The problem, it was very sad, and it made me sad specifically because I work on swing, you know, quite a bit.
Oh, yeah.
And the triples in the dance, the triple step that she was doing, she didn't have enough work that was put into her hips and understanding the lilt and the hips, and so she cheated those triples and changed the timing and messed up the timing all the time throughout the dance. It was really sad because otherwise her timing would have stayed consistent. She really... That should have been hers. I feel bad. I know she put her all into it.
Like the judges said, it just didn't jump out at him.
No, it didn't. Her energy was a little low.
Right.
Now, Priscilla.
Yeah.
Great job.
Yeah, absolutely.
She needed to, again, work on her core, but it's getting better. She needed to get her pelvis under a little bit so that her hips were over her feet more. Mm-hmm. But good form, good attitude, really great job. She's surprising me.
Me too. I'm surprised that she's doing as well as she is.
Yeah, she's really surprising me. Jason, good jive.
Yeah.
Jason's one of my favorites.
I know.
Just because of his posture, his arms, the way he uses his legs and his lines, he really has great form. But this was not a real jive. I didn't see the traditional jive, footwork and kicks and attitude. And I just didn't see it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he needs to pull it up a bit as well.
Okay.
Christy. Wow.
She's the favorite.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. What can you say? Wow.
Now, the one thing that if she were my student I would work on, however, is, again, her facial and her emotion, her facial her performance and her emotional performance, because she's technically amazing, but she needs to connect with us more.
Right.
She needs to pull me into that dance. She needs to work and go see possibly an acting coach so that she can work on her facial expression and how to emote, how to feel more.
Yeah, kind of pull you in on an emotional level.
Absolutely.
Gotcha.
She's fantastic. Her precision, her foot speed. What can you say? She's amazingly talented for the fact that she hasn't really danced, but she has done something that is dance-like, so she does have that experience.
Right. And Marley, when I watch Marley dance, I have to remind myself that the woman cannot hear.
You know, her coach is doing a fabulous job because he is helping her feel the pulse of every single dance. And the pulse is the thing that no matter what song is playing, that you kind of want to snap your fingers or move your body or move your leg
right.
to. And he does a phenomenal job of helping her feel that. Plus, like I said, the speakers help her, that intensity of a live band
sure.
helps her. But she is really gifted.
Absolutely.
She is really gifted, as, of course, people that have lost any sense do. She's heightened the rest of hers. But beyond that, she's gifted.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I found out last night she's a volunteer police officer.
Isn't that wonderful?
That's amazing. So,
yeah, she's really quite a lady.
So quite a show, quite a season underway with Dancing with the Stars, of course, on ABC, back on Monday night. And Jeannie, we'll have you back here next Wednesday after Tuesday night's Elimination Show.
Sounds great.
That's how that goes there. You want to find out more about Jeannie, check out her website, www.jeannietucker.com, online right now. Or we got a link up on our website, too, at 1400ktuc.net. Thank you, Jeannie. We'll talk to you next week.
Bet.
All right. Time to check the markets. Check in with the Greenberg Financial Group. It is Kevin Ruprecht. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Jim. We have a mixed market.